You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is torque? A force causes an object to move. It's a push or a pull. A torque, spelled T-O-R-Q-U-E, is a force that causes an object to spin in a circle around a center point. That center point could be the fulcrum of a lever, like on a seesaw. The fulcrum is the pivot point for the playground seesaw. Or it could be the axis of a top. The axis is the center line from the handle through the top to the point. You're probably pretty familiar with the concept of torque. Whenever you're doing a project around the house, and let's say you grab a wrench to loosen a bolt, you're applying a torque to that bolt. The length of that wrench, or the length of the seesaw, is called the moment arm, or the lever arm. The longer the length of that lever arm, the greater the torque. Think about it this way. If you're trying to loosen that rusty bolt, the longer the wrench, the easier it is to force the bolt to turn. Or if you're trying to open a door, it's much easier to push the door if you're closer to the doorknob than the hinges. The term that engineers use when a tool helps apply a greater force, such as a torque, is increase the mechanical advantage. Torque is basically the product of the amount of the force times the length of the lever arm. So, in addition to having a longer wrench, applying more force will also increase your torque on that rusty bolt. When studying torque, an engineer will also use the term vector. A vector will have both magnitude, or amount or strength, and it will have direction. A way to figure out the direction of the torque vector is to use the right-hand rule. If you wrap your right hand around the axis of rotation with your fingers pointing in the direction that the force twists the object, your thumb will point in the direction of the torque. The International Scientific Unit for Torque is abbreviated NM, big N, little m. It stands for Newton meter. A Newton meter represents a force, a Newton times a distance, meter. Here's an interesting observation for you to try at your next scout meeting. Hand out compasses when the kids have an orienteering activity. Your scouts will notice that the needle will point towards the Earth's magnetic north. Now, move a magnet around the compass. The strong magnetic field of the magnet will also cause the needle to move. The magnet is producing a torque, making the needle spin. Well, we've just learned a little bit about torque. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.